This full moon in Scorpio, occurring on Tuesday, 7:48 p.m. Eastern Time, is officially the end of eclipse season, right? We started with a lunar eclipse, and we are in the last full moon was a lunar eclipse, then we had our solar, of course, and now we are officially out of eclipse season, although it does take a little more time to settle. For a couple of reasons. One is it always does. We need time and space to figure this out. Fortunately, next month, May, is going to help us a lot with that. Some of the best astrology is coming. So fear not. However, the full moon in Scorpio is I feel it's almost like an exclamation point, and it's definitely a part, even though it's officially out of eclipse season, it's going to bring up and help us complete a lot of the things that were seeded and opened and revealed to us during eclipse season. So, what does all that mean? In this video, I'm going to walk you through exactly what this looks like and how we can best navigate that, and what's in store, and also go through the houses. So, where is this transformation? What this light that is shining on us? What part of our chart is it going to be occurring in? And so we can get some more clarity. So, my name's Irliana, and I do Hellenistic and modern blend of Hellenistic and modern astrology. My name is Irliana Somsra, and it is Star Sound Speaks, and welcome back to the podcast, starsoundastrology.com. I do readings, so if you are in need of one and needing help in untangling all this and creating a really empowering context for your life for this year into next, I'm happy to help you. So, okay. So let's talk about this full moon. Full moon in Scorpio. Okay, so this full moon is, of course, it's a very strong Mars emphasis. Why is that? Well, first of all, let's look at the chart. All right, so Mars, Scorpio is ruled by Mars. So here we have it for Washington, D.C., and it's interesting because it's exactly conjunct the ascendant of Washington, D.C. by 1 minute. That's pretty auspicious. So that is definitely this kind of notice how it's just, whoa, 1 minute away. And it is like this rebirth, this a new beginning for, of course, the United States, because it's, the capital city. But I want to just talk about this as the collective. As you can see here, it's except for Pluto here, it is making a square to Pluto, and we'll talk about that momentarily. But notice how so much of the sky here, essentially all of it, is in all the planets and such are lined up, and I've got Algol here. That's a story for another day. Some very powerful aspects coming up. It'll be part of some major transits. So stay tuned on the podcast because I might even do it for the next episode. I'm going to talk about some powerful transits coming up over the summer, what we need to know about them. They're very important, how they play into the presidential election campaigns, as well as, many other things. But anyway, right now, as you can see here, we got all these planets, and it's between Pisces, Aries, and Taurus. So this part of the zodiac, this is about completions, this dissolution with reality, with Saturn being there. It'll be there for another 2 years. And Mars just passing its conjunction this past week with Saturn. There's a lot of breaking down and breaking away and a dissolution of reality. And then forging, Mars rules Aries, and it's like this eclipse messages with Mars being the north node ruler of the solar eclipse, 19 degrees of Aries was it's all it's very, it speaks so broadly and powerfully to new beginnings, endings, new beginnings that where we are breaking down old patterns and a lot of emotional healing that needed to occur in order to make a fresh start and stand out and connect and embody and step forward as our authentic selves. And then, of course, with this, now that the sun is in Taurus, it's like, okay, we've created this new beginning, and now we want to Taurus anchor fixed earth sign. We want to anchor this new beginning and have it, stabilize it and put some earth underneath our feet, right? Certainly needed after this eclipse season. And notice here the moon, of course, is in opposition to that. So What is this doing? Well, it's bringing up a lot of emotions. Full moons are always about things that come to a completion and fulfillment, right? Because the new moon is a new beginning, and then the full moon is the culmination of what was begun. And it speaks very powerfully to, when you think about the moon's full, the sun is completely illuminating the moon. And so it's illuminating a part of our life that we need to look at. It can represent, this emotional, brings up, of course, a lot of emotions. Full moons are always going to stir up emotions for us, the moon being that, doing that work for us. And it's reflecting back to us areas that need healing and completion. Well, the new moon solar eclipse, Mars was the North Node ruler. So the point of evolution is the Aries having the courage and the tenacity and the passion to stand up and go one's own way and speak one's own truth. And Mars, for this full moon, rules by domicile, Scorpio, right? It's in the home of Mars. Knight triplicity, bound ruler, even Deccan ruler, Mars, 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 Mars. Where is Mars right now? In the sign of Pisces. So this really powerfully shines light about, speaks to deep emotional healing, especially when you think about Scorpio, things that have been repressed. I always say Scorpio represents, sex, death, taxes, life, death, birth, death. Right, and all of those gateways and that raw primal instincts. So this full moon is going to be shining a light on, depending on what area of your chart this is occurring in, there's some healing of repressed subconscious patterns that are going to be revealed to us. And because we just had a Mars ruled solar eclipse, total solar eclipse, right? Doesn't get more intense than that. This is bringing, it's almost like the final piece of that eclipse, is falling into place. All the messages and things that have revealed themselves. And let's face it, it was a bumpy ride. Brought up a lot for me, I know for sure. Took out that rescue remedy bottle more than once, the Bach flower. Yay, Bach. Anyway, but like I said, full moon really speaks to these repressed subconscious patterns, that there needs to be a light that's shone on this because it's going to help us. I feel it's like an alchemical process. So this is allow showing us where do we need to ha where we to have completion, where what area of our life do we need to address the unknown, the underworld? Where have we what part of our lives have we held taboo, subjects that we feel have been, taboo or forbidden? Where have we felt like we were losing control, or where we have been afraid to lose control and merge with life and death and life and all of its, outrageous permutations, right? That's the Scorpio way. How do we reprogram ourselves to let go, be that shaman that faces death and into the underworld, comes out the other side and becomes resurrected and renewed and reprogrammed? That is the Scorpio way, right? Scorpio, the scorpion and the eagle, right? That flies. But in order to do this, we have to really see things. The unindividuated part of Scorpio, the archetype, is where we are hanging on, gripping, right? It's a fixed sign. It's yin. It's Mars's yin feminine sign. Fixed water. So it's like this, where have we had emotional stagnation? So this new full moon is going to be showing us these things. Fear of losing control, the feeling of needing, vindication, revenge, or self-harm or sabotage. These are all aspects, shadow work. So this full moon is really going to be highlighting these areas for us, so that it will shine light on what needs to be, kind of like looking under the hood or looking in that sewer hole and opening it up and going, wow, there's stuff there. And openly embracing the shadow, because knowing that that is, of course, the way through, right? Is to allow these emotions and allow what may be very painful memories and such, with Mars, the ruler, domicile, and like I said, bound to Deccan ruler, there's a lot of emphasis on, with Mars and currently in Pisces, there's a lot about boundary violations, perhaps, where we have been violated, where we have been violated and having painful emotional memories. Maybe there's sexual repression, something about our identities, or where we lost faith in ourselves, or where others, or maybe even having past Saturn, even authority figures that may have in the past, violated us, or we have felt violated, or where we had to conform to society's ways. So there's a lot there for us to really sit with, that will be presented to us. And who are we? How do we navigate that, when these painful memories come up? Well, luckily there are so many opportunities, especially now because we've just had our Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. This is the beginning of a whole new synodic cycle that's about 13 years. Jupiter and Uranus last met up in Aries back in what is it, 2013? And now it is now we're starting a new cycle with Jupiter, Uranus, and Taurus. This is about the ability to receive wisdom and embody this knowledge and healing trauma. When it's backed in Taurus, it's our senses, it's our sense of self-worth and our sensuality and all of these things getting reprogrammed, being able to heal, and by embracing the here and now, letting go of the past, of past traumas. And there are so many wonderful, in my own journey, I know for me, I've been noticing, like, my God, I thought these old traumas that started resurfacing or just being present to, I realized I thought, oh, I handled them in the 80s, I know that, here the arrogance of the Jupiter, the shadow side of Jupiter is, I know this already. I know. Nobody can tell me what to do, right? I know everything. And what it has shown me is, like, no, you think that you handled all these things, but guess what? There are still some things running you that you're not aware of. You thought you had handled it all, like in a nice little package. And I started seeing, like, wow, there are aspects and dimensions of trauma that can be around law for a long time and that are not seen. And so I've been on this learning, and reading and watching these little snippets, YouTube shorts and things about trauma and how to release trauma in the body. I know for me, I get a lot of TMJ, that's when a place when it's neck and stuff. So this part of this process and what I'm inviting you guys to do is to, take this on and move with these things. Places on YouTube, wonderful. There's one place I'll put the link below called this guy, I don't know his crazy name, Human Garage TV. Wonderful stuff about dysregulating the nervous system and re-regulating from dysregulating, and all these things you can do in pressure points that will relieve and release trauma. And it might have been trauma from like years ago. So there's this huge opportunity now. And like I said, the eclipses are quote over, but this full moon is going to help bring this to a completion, or at least a place where we can really move very powerfully forward, especially next month. We can really anchor and move through these frequencies and like anchor more healing. So this feeling of self-harm, of sabotage, of like codependency, when I think about, Mars and Pisces, this ability to cut free from the past of like codependent relationships or toxic ones that had no boundaries, there may be some emotions and traumas around things like that in our lives, whether it's ourselves looking back at our past, so if these things are coming up for you, just know that, hey, we're in this energy, and this is what the full moon is wanting to show all of us. If you're a Scorpio sun, this is the full moon of your year, so this is especially powerful and profound for you guys. Another part of it is that the big feature of this full moon is that it has a square with Pluto. It's a very, very tight square. So, we may be feeling a lot of repressed rage, subconscious patterns and things, and rage about being separated or abandoned, trauma issues, right? Everything shadow Aquarius. What are the things that have kept me from being intimate with myself and intimate with others and feeling separated? So these re repressed rage and things may surface. And what I'm learning to do more and more is, instead of being pulled in by that, is to just be that witnessing presence, to say, okay, it's okay to feel this. Totally allow it, right? This is the full moon. We're supposed to feel our emotions and not suppress them. The Scorpio part of it was like the automatic impulse is to repress, right? We don't want to feel these things, but it's like, no, by feeling and presencing them, then they have no power over us. So this is a place where we get to practice that. Mercury is about to go in a few days. By the end of the week, it'll station direct. So it's part of this alchemical journey with eclipse season. Mercury was retrograde in Aries for the solar eclipse. And so there's another Mars story, Chiron, Mercury. So this is wounded healer, and the idea of speaking up, right? Mercury with communication and siblings and or the people who we connect with. All of these things coming online to be looked at. And with Mercury in is now achieved its phases. It has come out of the beams of the sun. So technically right now it's still retrograde, but it's now able to be seen in the morning sky. It's now a morning star, went from evening star to morning star. So when Mercury becomes morning star, it's like the herald of a new day. You think of in the medieval times, they had those long trumpets, so he's like heralding a new day. And in the sign of Aries is like, hey, you know what? I have a breakthrough. I'm here to announce, hello world, I am now my authentic self, or I'm getting it. I'm seeing how where I have not been that way, and I've revisited what does it take for me and what do I need to give up in order to be my authentic self, and where what old patterns and say codependent behaviors have I been around where I can cut free from that and take a new direction and hold myself a lot of love, self-love, compassion, forgiveness for self, and how do I move forward? So that's going to be coming more online as the days pass. But I feel it's like an alchemical process. It stations direct on with Thursday, and it's exactly conjunct the North Node in Aries, transiting North Node. So that definitely has a particularly strong emphasis about the evolution, right? This is the evolutionary impulses for us to embrace our authentic selves, even if it means leaving behind relationships and connections with others that are not in tune with our self, our authentic self, that are people and relationships that don't honor us when we, as we are proclaiming our independence, or just saying, here, this is who I really am. And some people may not be okay with that. They may not accept us in this new place that we find ourselves in. And it may mean walking. It may mean leaving behind relationships that are not supporting us, like not making them wrong, but it's like, thank you very much, but I feel to move on. So let's talk about where this occurs for you guys. Where is this going to occur in your chart? If you are a Scorpio, this is going to be in your first house, which is your self-image. So the new moon is illuminating. What are these things? What are maybe some painful revelations that I need to incorporate that will affect my vitality? Your first house is health and vitality, your appearance and your personality, and what needs to transform, what painful things may I have to look at about myself that are affecting how I show up to other people. So there's some breakthroughs in store for you guys there. 12th house, this would be in for Sag rising. This full moon is going to be in your 12th house, and that rules ones that is the area is the most difficult place in the chart. It's the where we self-sabotage, where we do ourselves in, where we feel like we don't have agency. So there's some light that want is shining on this area of our life that we may have some suppressed emotions, boundary violations, addictive tendencies, things of that nature, certainly affecting our mental health, sixth house physical health, 12th house mental health. So that axis of, wanting a new breakthroughs with Jupiter and Uranus in your sixth, of health and diet, exercise, good healthy regimens, and shining light on the other aspect of that with the mental health and how that plays into it. Capricorn rising, this is going to be in your 11th house, which is tribe, groups, colleagues, professional colleagues, friends, supporters, people, hopes, wishes, and dreams. So there's some maybe unconscious processes that we, or the universe wants to show us that are in the way of us being intimate with our friends and our tribes and our groups, group organizations, all of these things. So there's some breakthroughs waiting to happen there and some realizations. I have to say too, wherever this is in your chart, it could be very emotional. It could be some rage and a lot of emotions coming up, because it's such a strong Mars signature. So just to be really kind with ourselves, because Mars in Pisces is like, okay, it could be painful, but we have to just be okay with it and just be as kind and compassionate to yourself as you possibly can. Aquarius rising, this is going to be in your 10th house. So this is angular. It's your career, your public image, your reputation. What is it that needs to be revealed that it, regarding these areas of vulnerability as they affect your career choices? Pisces rising, this is going to be in your 9th house, which is about spirituality. It's higher education, occult wisdom, philosophy. It can also indicate foreigners, foreign travel or long distance travel. So there's some fears and emotions that are regarding these topics that you are getting to resurrect these feelings and reprogram and become, that phoenix from the ashes. Aries rising, this is going to be in your 8th house, which is a financial a support axis, but money and support. So it's the support of others, the finances and resources of others. It can also be the soul bonds, the bonds that we have, what we owe others, not necessarily debt like credit card debt, although it could be that, things like physical debt, but like a soul debt of what we owe others or what debts others owe us. So there's some healing in that area. For Taurus rising, this is going to be in your 7th house of collaborations, one-to-one relationships, business partnerships, marital, long-term committed relationships, the people that we collaborate and partner with. So there's some light that's going to be shining in that area regarding Scorpio things. And again, emotions and such that come up regarding that area of your life. Taurus rising, this is in, sorry, that was for Taurus rising, 7th house. Gemini rising, 6th house. So the 6th house is our physical, our health regimen. It's an area, in the traditional astrology, it was the joy of Mars. So it's like the things that we may struggle with and have to labor at. But it's the things we got to do because we got to do them. So there's some breakthrough there. So shining the light about maybe there's some repressed emotions and scorpionic things, right? Some deep, dark subjects or things where we have felt taboo that we weren't able to broach. And, again, maybe things that have come up for us with the Scorpio, with the Taurus. Sorry, what am I saying? Mercury is still retrograde. With the total solar eclipse. And again, this is the area, 6th house, work, one's workplace, people that we work with, people who are employees or employers to an employee, this kind of situation, workplace situation. So they could be that, and or our health, our physical health, some breakthroughs there. Let's see, Cancer rising. This is going to be in your fifth house, which is your children. Maybe it's childhood, family, maybe letting go of old patterns around, how we were brought up, whether it's ourselves as children or childhood or having our own children, some breakthroughs waiting to happen in that area. And it could also be children of the mind, where it's not, if you don't have children, it could be projects and creative projects, one's creativity, things that are near and dear to us for creative projects, where we find pleasure, fun, amusement, pleasure, the pleasures of life, romance, sex and dating, that's the fifth house, where we find pleasure of all kinds. Excuse me. So that full moon would be doing its magic for you, Cancer risings, in that area of your life. Leo risings, this is going to be angular for you too. It's going to be in the fourth house, which is your family and your home, family environment, your genealogy, ancestors, ancestral matters, maybe painful memories and things from the past. Maybe there were violations, things, and allowing ourselves to experience these things. Fourth house is also a property, real estate, so matters regarding that might come into the play as well. For Virgo risings, this is going to be in your third house of siblings and cousins, in-laws, neighbors, did I say siblings? Yes, cousins, are people who are related with our local community. It's also about learning and communication, writing, how we speak and connect with each other. So there could be some painful emotional memories around where have we suppressed ourselves in these areas. And for Libra risings, this will be for in your second house, which is your personal finances. It is your talents, your skills, your personal finance, like cash in the bank and money in the bank, but it's also the things that are dear, near and dear to you. So Scorpio ruling that house is, there may be things that are have been, feeling scared and maybe survival around financial matters and money. So there's this a light shining to assist us in seeing what needs to be cleared, what old patterns need to be cleared from the past that will enable us to really step more into our authentic selves. So that's all I got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed this. Please do like, share, subscribe, and love to hear how you're doing with everything, how you fared with eclipse season. What are you looking forward to with this new moon? So, all right, I will see you all soon. And so, again, my name's Irliana, Star Sound Speaks, starsoundastrology.com. And I'll see you soon. All right, guys, take care. Have a good one.